Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, you know, I don't, that pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Give it to me.
That was Chauncey Billups before there. Evan taking a cheap shot, kicking a guy when he's down.
He deserved it.
He said it. Yeah, I can't defend him. That was a bad decision, man.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about what's happening in the NBA right now. And let me just give you the original report from Sham Sharani. It's a minute. I see a lot of people on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line and the YouTube chat just saying kind of what is going on. So this will summarize it for you, and then we can get into it.
We need Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so, the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years, and today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well, but this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
All right, so Rozier's arrest was tied to a prop bet made in 2023 involving him.
Which he got in trouble for last year.
By the NBA. And the NBA cleared Rozier. This is a federal investigation that is, has either found something different or has decided there's enough evidence there to, to charge. As for Billups, he's involved in a illegal poker game in which
cheating was going on.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. So, all right. So there's the update. Now, I want to play this because, you know, my question would be, you know, Terry Rozier signed a $100 million contract a few years back. Why in the world would he get involved in this? This is Michael Porter Jr., though. And if you know, he's an NBA player, and his brother was suspended by the NBA for gambling. But he was asked about why NBA players would even get involved in this, and this is his answer.
Think about it.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes like
Like
that don't get your parlay.
Do the sports betting, but think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, $10,000 on my under, you know, this one game, I'm gonna act like I got an injury and I'm gonna sit out. I'm gonna come out after 3 minutes and they all get a little bag because you did it one game. Like that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bag. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation. You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water, but the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad. And it's only going to get worse, bro. Like we really do get death threats. Like
somebody doesn't hit a parlay.
Crazy part is you can't win anymore because if I do too good I'm messing up the people that bet on the under, and if they bet on my over, like, you know what I'm saying? So you're messing up some people's money who, if they bet on your under or over, you're messing up some people.
All right, that's Michael Porter Jr.
Now I didn't hear all of that like that. I mean Steiny, again, I know you're not in the mob or in a gang, but I never looked at it from the prism of somebody betting on your under and you get death threats because you didn't do that. But I got to believe, you know, since the Michael Jordan days, have we ever seen anybody harmed or something pop off? And maybe it's happened and we're not privy of it. But I'll just tell you, and I told you, MPJ, that hurts me because I think, like, you know, if I'm in a situation, and we've had fun with this, Donnie, all my buddies are taken care of to the point to where we don't got to do it that way if I'm making $100 million like Porter Rozier was, as you mentioned. That's just me.
Yeah, I think it's easy. I think it's easy to do. I understand why they would do it. I'm not condoning it, but do I think that this is just those three guys? No, I think this goes on. And I think,
oh man, I hadn't heard it like that.
But I do think, you know, if you're an NBA player and you're looking at one or two games of doing something, doesn't feel like a big deal, I don't think.
But if you're risking your career in prison time, Stani, those aren't your real friends. So why should you be concerned about getting them a bag? Well, because I'm being real.
Because they're your friends. They're your friends.
They're not really your friends if they're going to have you jeopardize your livelihood and your freedom. I'm telling you, Stani, with three daughters you have, those aren't your friends.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I
think
get
about it. There you go. You get mad at these dudes
that
do the sports betting, but think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, $10,000 on my
I mean, they might not be true friends, but they're guys who are close to these NBA players, and I think it's would be very tempting.
Now, what
very
a word!
Tempting.
No, and obviously you're right, but again, you know, I look at it, and everybody's not making LeBron James money, right, Steiny? But I look at what he did with, you know, Rich Paul and his crew. So that's how constructive I would do it. But when you talk about, you know, hey, Guru, you're on, and then my buddies, they're not on because I'm not helping them, or maybe they're not asking for help. But Steiny, for them to have me be put in a position to do something criminal, because who knows, Chauncey Billups, and I know it was different with the poker, and Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, that's a failure right there, and I can't judge. Tupac said that, but I'd look at Michael Porter Jr. like, what type of brother are you to not even know your brother was tempted this way when you're getting a bag? That's just me. And now you're on here saying, man, how easy it is. I get that, but man, I just feel like there's a mechanism or steps, Donnie, for these guys that MPJ's missing.
What do you mean, step he's missing? Like, I just think,
like, if I got the bag, I would hope I'm surrounded and my brother would know, hey, I can help you out before you risk your future and your possible freedom. And that's what his brother did by betting on himself or doing whatever he was doing.
Yeah,
so to say into a microphone, the temptation is there and you are right. And I get what, but man, I'm not risking the biscuit.
But I get you might not risk the biscuit, but I'm wondering, you know, why other guys would. Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
Because I sure hope I'm not coming across to you, Steiny, like I'm perfect. I'm not. But damn. And for you to say you understand it, I guess I got to totally ask you, Stoudy, what about the penalty then? Like, Porter Jr.'s brother, you know, he's lucky he's not involved in this, and now you look at it like he got off easy. But
if I found out, you know, I don't bet a lot, okay, but I bet here and there. But if I were a bettor and I found out tonight Steph Curry wasn't playing, and it was information that I got somehow, some way, and but it was accurate, I'd make a bet on it, and then I'd tell you guys. I would tell you guys.
And then I would probably go play the bet right after you.
Right. So, like, I'm kind of doing what, you know, I'm kind of just sharing information that I shouldn't share if I learn something like that. But I just think there's so much information like that out there. You can't control it. I mean, there's 15 guys on a team. There's 15 assistant coaches. There's 10 guys on the training staff. There's 10 guys on the PR staff. There's everybody in the front office that doesn't travel. It's so easy to, you know, and
Martha Stewart went to prison for it, Stoddy, if you want to call it that.
I don't know what happened with her.
But she was given inside information, and she was tipping people off. Just like what you just said you would do had somebody told you Curry was out.
Yeah. I'm
just that simple.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that's.
Do you think it's everywhere, though?
Yes, of course it is. I guess my question would be, do you think these are the only two guys doing it?
Wow. Now, as a sports fan, and you could call me naivete, Stoney, because I've been in many times, I would be hurt if you told me 30% of the guys in all the major sports are doing something like this.
I don't know.
Now, the mob is real, but we don't have any outside of Jordan, and Jordan's dad's deaf, and I don't want to go there, but I got a lot of questions. But outside of that, when Michael Porter Jr. says you get a death threat, it ain't a real one. You know what I mean? In a crazy world, Snotty, like, nobody's waiting on you. It's just somebody bet on you, and you did the other way, but you're not in danger. And I could be,
I don't know. These guys on the golf tours where, everybody's got, like, they're picking golfers, and now the fans at events are giving golfers grief about losing bets for them. It's gotten, you know, to the point where a lot more professional athletes are talking about how they are being impacted by fans gambling on the events that they're playing. Because you'll go to an NBA game tonight, and Steph Curry will be warming up, and somebody will say, I got you for over 28 tonight, Steph. Don't let me down. Don't let me down, Steph. Draymond, I got you for 9 rebounds tonight. Don't let me down.
Okay.
It's just pervasive. You know? And so you make a bet, and you start losing bets. Who knows where you go from there? But, yeah, I'm sure. I think these athletes are getting
pressure.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe not just, maybe not pressure so much as just getting a lot of grief,
man,
from fans about whether they performed up to the standards that the fans needed to win a bet.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. I don't know what the answer is.
Now, when
it's
you
easier
do,
now than ever.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny now, Stoney, because I can remember a time 10, 12 years ago, Prize Picks wasn't around. These individual prop bets weren't everywhere like they are now with DraftKings. So I'm just going old school mentality. Normally when you bet on team. That's, 11, you know what I mean? You're betting on that. You can't control it all. But when you say I'm betting on Steiny, now that's a whole, I can just put all my full undivided attention on you and try to hope that ship comes home. But it's interesting.
I guess the other question I would have for fans is, does this bother you? Like, does it bother you?
I'm getting mad, and I don't know what I'm getting mad at. Like, Chauncey, I tried to defend Chauncey. I'm done defending him. I can't defend him. He put himself in a situation as an NBA head coach with all you got going on for illegal, and I don't even know what is, like, it was illegal poker. Like, and I'm sitting up here telling you about decisions, so I can't defend Chauncey, but I can be mad at him for his decisions. Like, why are you even a part of that?
What if you're a Blazers fan? Wouldn't you be pissed?
Oh, my gosh.
If you liked him?
Yes. And hurt.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm asking is if you're a fan, like, I mean, if it happened to a Warrior player, if it happened to Kerr, Like,
oh my gosh, man.
Well, that's the bigger picture to me. I mean, if I get it, Chauncey Billups is in Portland.
He's
but
done.
If he were your coach and you liked him and you thought he was building something.
Damn.
You know, then now you don't have your head coach.
Now, what about this part, Stoney? And I have friends and family to this day that are have succumbed to alcohol, drugs, and it's a lifelong battle, and they're fighting. So are you telling me gambling's up there? And duh, 1-800-GAMBLING, but I just can't believe Michael Porter Jr. said that into a microphone, Stoney, I guess. Because he's almost saying it like...
It's easy. They think it's...
And what I'm missing is I love hard, and the people I have around me, my dogs, my friends, Stoney, they wouldn't ask me to risk my career or freedom. We would sit down, and I would try to... We would come up with a way to where we all eat, but we're not all trying to risk prison time.
Yeah, I think you're looking at
the dope game, right, and drugs.
You're looking at it from your friend's point of view. You're not looking at it from the point of view that you are rich, you've got buddies with no money, you don't want to maybe give them your money, but there's a way that looks easy where you can just say, you know what, I'll take tonight off.
And that's what life's about.
I'll take tonight off.
Wow.
And my little Richie can have, can win $10,000.
But if you do that, you got to know what comes with that. What risk?
Well, the bottom line,
And I'm jail? Prison?
Well,
you seen
how
Oz?
Many guys you think got away with it? That's the point. Guys have gotten away with it.
I'm giving you an 80%, Stoney.
Okay, well, then that's why they do it, because they don't get caught.
Damn.
Most of them.
Damn.
Apparently, because I don't think these are the only guys that have been involved in this. They can't be. Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing?
Mm-mm. What's up, fellas? That's an interesting conversation, because for me personally, none of this stuff shocks me.
Wow.
I felt sports have been dirty for a long, long time. People call me a conspiracy theorist, whatever. That's fine. I see I process with my own two eyes. It's funny because being on hold, I started thinking about a couple things. One is, you know, from The Godfather, that scene where he went and Michael goes and visits Hyman Roth, and he talks about how they fix games, you know, right there in the movie. Now, I get it. It's a movie, but I think the system puts it out there personally, and even in movies or whatever TV shows, because it's there. And it's obviously happened. There's been many, many. Even ESPN 30 for 30s that talked about, college fixing games. And I think they had one about, and I can't remember what team, but I believe it was three players on a college
team. Arizona State. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
They got a doc on Netflix.
Documentary about it. Yeah. And I mean, I hate to say it. The Tim Donaghy, the refs are compromised. I mean, they're all in on this. The Allen Iverson situation where he said what he said, and then all of a sudden now the refs are calling him differently, whether that was, you know, from his comments or what. So, you know, this is an issue in sports that I think has been there for a long, long time. I think if you just look at it with your own two eyes, it's not that hard to accept. It really, really isn't. And as a fan, you better believe it ticks me off, because I'm rooting for my team to win. And I want it to be fair. You know,
right.
I get a bad call gets made here and there, but call me a homer, whatever. Call me a Chiefs hater. The two Niner Super Bowls. I watched Bosa, the whole front line, get held by the Chiefs offensive line the entire game. And only Trent Williams gets called for a hold. You know, here Kyle Shanahan even said it on the sideline on the mic. Hey, this is what our guy just got busted for this. That's what they do on their side. Just call it fair. And then did you notice there was never another offensive holding call called the rest of the game?
Yeah.
So, I mean, personally, this is not a shock. I think Reggie Bush was compromised, which is why he sat in that last, college championship game against Texas after he made that stupid lateral and caused a fumble on that great run. And Pete Carroll was in on it. He knew Reggie was compromised, which is why he sat him, because I think he knew if he sat him, you can't say, well, you can't fault the coach for sitting him, right? Because he couldn't make stupid plays, which is why Reggie's Heisman is no longer with him. I know there's other factors with that and all, but yeah, well, this shouldn't be a shock to us.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, Arizona State. There was. You know.
Oh, I watched that doc. Incredible.
Obviously, Pete Rose. Yeah. This is like this.
And what about boxing? It happens all. We hear all the old guy laid down.
Yeah, exactly.
But how is this? I'm asking you, Stoney. I know we're up against it. Like, how is this? This is not going to bother me tonight when I watch the Nuggets and Warriors. Because if anything, from my experience, and even a guy that loves to gamble, I always think, okay, the refs might be. Did you see that call? There's no way. But, Stoney, I never got to, the players are doing it. Because, to be honest, we've never really had something to where a megastar that was, a Steph Curry got popped to where we were all like, whoa, we got the Pete Roses and now Chauncey Billups allegedly
Pete
poker.
Pete Rose was a manager.
Yeah, yeah. So I got that. And I got you. Otani, remember I get mad at Willard and Shatsky because I think they come down too hard on him, and I give him the benefit of the doubt, but he was betting on games. But I don't know, Stoney, it ain't affecting my viewing pleasure, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if it's affecting my viewing pleasure or not. I think, believe it or not, the gambling aspect of the NBA is affecting my enjoyment of it far less than because of the product itself, which I think is more of an issue than the perception that guys are gambling or fixing games or anything like that. And that's the other thing. I mean, the problem with a prop bet is it's not fixing a game. It's fixing a bet.
Mm.
And so there are a lot of players who could probably win a prop bet and it won't affect the outcome. So I think that's a part of this too. 888-957-9570. We can mold this one over,
man.
if guys and if people want to. Let's go to Brett. Brett's on the Bay Bridge. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Yeah. We're talking about a multi-billion-dollar business here. I mean, gambling's never going to go away, period.
Right.
I personally have had a friend from the time I grew up in high school through college, who I know this happened. I mean, he would tell me this would happen on a collegiate level. This wasn't even a professional level. And it's not even that guy. It's the two other guys that are doing it with on the same team. Like they're doing it. They're working like in teams almost.
Right.
And this guy comes from a family of means, and it's like, kind of like Porter said, it's like, look, man, I can give my buddy an extra 5, 10, 20 grand. Why not? And unfortunately, yeah, for the gamblers, I mean, technically we're against gambling, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for these guys, it's just taking a walk in the park. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Got you.
Yeah, I mean, to me, college is way more susceptible to this than the pros.
Because they're thirsty and haven't gotten the bread.
Yeah.
So that's why just like the temptation of pro athletes, and we got to be careful here, Stoney. We, like you mentioned, Goo, how many do you think get away with it? We don't have a long list of Steph Curry, LeBron, Magic got popped, Isaiah Thomas, and I know we're in a new era, and that's why I was so hurt by Michael Porter Jr., because I'm talking about his Benjamins, and you could tell me, Stoney, I don't know, what he has going on, but dude, you make enough money to take care of those so-called people that you talked about, your boys, that you want to risk your freedom and your job. Like that, I'll never understand, Stoney. College, I get, and I'm not
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't in it. But man,
yeah, this is a story from just about a month ago on ESPN. 13 men's college basketball players from 6 schools were involved in gambling schemes, including betting against their own team, game manipulation, and sharing information with third parties for gambling purposes, the NCAA announced. Players formerly associated with Eastern Michigan, Temple, Arizona State, New Orleans, North Carolina A&T, and Mississippi Valley State are under investigation for gambling violations, according to the NCAA.
Wow.
So that, this is so...
That I get. Like, I'm not condoning it, Stoney. I understand it, man.
It's illegal. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people betting on these games, and I think on the surface it seems pretty easy that these guys can get that done, but, you know, here 13 players from 6 schools, so that's what the last caller talked about.
I do find the timing odd, though, partner. I really do.
I mean, I...
Because Rozier was cleared... And now the FBI, NBA. But the FBI is sending a message saying, y'all cleared him. Basically, he shouldn't have been cleared. And day 2 of the NBA season, or day 3, we wake up and here we are. Not a good look.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Ceramani Ford. Don't forget, Dan Devine, he's a senior writer for Yahoo. He covers the NBA. We're going to be joined by him at noon. And don't forget to tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.